Hey there, craft beer lovers. Welcome to the Hop and Barrel Happy Hour. I'm Justin.
I'm James.
And we're here tonight with the very influential Alyssa.
That's me.
And of course, producer extraordinaire, Casey.
Hello.
The Hop and Barrel Happy Hour is brought to you by Blind Ninja Studios in the beautiful River Falls, Wisconsin. Before we get started, we'd like to give a shout out to the Black Belt patrons. Andy Thompson, Bjorn Bjornsson, Brian Jones, Devin Stinson, Phil Feldman, and Hop and Barrel Brewing. You can support Blind Ninja Studios on Patreon at patreon.com/blindninjastudios or by following the patron link at the bottom of the blindninjastudios.com homepage. This is episode 27, which includes news and updates about Hop and Barrel Brewing for the month of August 2023. So let's start like we always do by cracking open a beer. So James, what makes you most excited about this beer?
Today we are enjoying Zorro Rojo. It is an amber lager, full flavor, malty aromatics, the epitome of an American amber lager. Personally, I really like the balance between the nutty brown malts and the sweet warmth. It's not too sweet as an amber. It's not too nutty as a brown. It's just the right balance for me.
Yeah, and this one kind of holds a special place for me. It's really the last remaining homebrew recipe that any of us have that's still in full production. Hasn't changed much at all other than a supplier of the malt since 2015, essentially. So this has been one of my favorites and still enjoy it.
Would you say this is closest to your original recipe compared to some of the others?
Or? Yes, nothing's been changed that we wanted to make it different, change the color, change the flavor. This is still the original Zorro I made I'm trying to remember. It was a Wisconsin homebrew club. You had to make a Vienna lager, and that's where this came from. And then I entered it in the Nationals, and this is one I did pretty well with.
Nice. We are introducing a new segment. At this time, it's called James Asks a Random Beer Question. So, today, which retired, quote-unquote, beer from Hop and Barrel do you miss the most and why? I'll answer first if you need a second to think about it. For me, it was split between two. As much as I want to say Lady of the Woods because it was so unique, I gotta say Feed Me Sour. There are not many sours that I have loved. And that is one, it's not fruity, it's not puckery, it's not tart. It's just the right balance. It's almost like a shandy that's turned up to 11. And I really miss that one.
Cool. That was kind of what I wouldn't have thought you guessed that.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't have thought you'd put that one out
neither.
There.
That's, and that's kind of a different one. And that's why I miss that one so much.
I remember James coming into the tap room a lot before he started working there. And he would always go home with Feed Me. So I do remember you really liking that beer.
It was a good one.
Well, now that you answered your own question, I would probably say, kind of interesting, I've been thinking about this beer the last couple weeks, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just the summer, but Chad's Pale Ale. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of a unique story behind that one. It was a new malt we were testing, and I won't name the company because we do a lot of work with them, but it was an early batch, the numbers weren't on, and the beer just it extracted like garbage. It was half what it should have been. It was supposed to be a batch of, I don't even remember, like Crooked or Space or something like we're used to, and it finished. We weren't even half done with the brew day, and we're like, we can't do this. Like, this is garbage. Like, it's not extracting, but it was enough that we could work with it. So it's like, well, what do we do with it? And our brewer Chad at the time, we were sitting in a bunch of Citra. Came up with a combination. We made it a Citra bomb and ended up brewing it like three more times after that and canned it for a while.
That was a fun beer.
Yeah. Yep. That's one we've never thought about touching it after he left, but it's kind of been one in my head lately. I've like, you know, we could change the name or do something with it.
And it's one of those like time and a place things.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've been thinking about that one. Yeah. That would be one that it would be kind of fun to have again.
Full disclosure, going back to Chad's Pale Ale, the first time I ever went to Hudson, ever went to Hop and Barrel, the first beer I got was Chad's Pale Ale. And at the time, it was not my favorite, and then I switched over to Space Force. But I wish I could go back and try that again, now 5 years later, to see if either I'm picking up different notes, or like just if it could be recreated, I would love to revisit that one.
No, I think I thought about it. I was at a beer fest a couple weeks ago, And I had a, I should remember the name. It was a 608 Brewing in La Crosse. They have a Citra one they make year-round. It kind of reminded me of it. It was a little bigger beer, but I think that's probably why it's been on my mind.
Well, since you mentioned it, Lady of the Woods. Yeah. That was one of my favorite ones bringing to a beer fest or whatever, just because people are like, well, I've never heard of a white stout.
Yeah.
And we've made some good batches of it where it really brings out those like vanilla haze and
that was the
flavors.
One the first batch of it I think poured like syrup, right? Like,
yeah,
Katie like
thick.
Really like overdid it on that.
Yes.
One. Yeah,
oh she did. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. We brought it to the Winter Beer Dabbler last year, which was not a fun one to work. Yeah. It's like a high of 1 degree, but everyone was coming to us because they're like, we gotta try the white stout.
I still hear about it here or there. It's just one of those that was kind of, it was so unique, like you said, time and place, that I'll do festivals to this day and people will still ask about that one.
Yeah. I have a retired beer that I would love to see come back that never will. Do you remember that time that you had, I think it was like Carafa 3 or something, stuck in the hopper that accidentally ended up in a batch?
Yes, yes. What was that beer?
It was.
I do remember that.
It was, I know it was an Ethan brew.
So many Ethan brews were, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Yeah, like they turned out, but it was just.
I think it was supposed to be either like Minnesconsin or Crooked or something. It was supposed to be something like just a normal brew.
Yeah.
And you guys were contract brewing at the time and somebody left some Carafa in the grain hopper. And
oh, I know who.
Oh, I do too. I just wasn't going to say it.
No, it happens. It happens.
So one question.
I love how everyone took a drink of their beer at that same moment. Just you can't visualize it, but everyone who knew what was going on just took a big drink of their beer at that moment.
One question for you, because we have been respectful of those brewers who made that, and especially that style. Do you know, has Chad still been doing something that style, or Katie's still been doing any?
I mean, Katie's doing a lot of different stuff. She's, South Carolina. I should know the name off the top of my head, but she's doing a lot of cool stuff where she's at. Mm-hmm. Chad's at Fulton now. He's bounced around a couple places. He was at Big Lake. I can't think of the name right now. They make Hooey. Looplin.
Oh, yeah.
He was at Looplin for quite a while. Within the last year, he moved to Fulton. Kind of funny. I actually was just texting with him today. He had a question about something, but I don't think he's doing a lot of the design stuff there. So
okay.
I don't. Yeah.
Just that balance between like, do we keep on that tradition, or like, are the brewers still keeping on those traditions even at new breweries?
But, Katie for sure is doing a lot of cool random stuff, and she had a program kind of handed to her with a bunch of other options. So she's got a lot at her disposal to try new stuff at.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So moving on to distribution news. Kind of a big piece of news. It affects us a fair amount, but it's interesting if you're a industry nerd right now. Bill's Distributing, which is our local distributor based out of Menominee, just completed the first buyout in, I think, 16 years in the state of Wisconsin of another Budweiser house. They purchased Superior Beverage out of Superior, Wisconsin, to their north, adding on four counties. Kept everyone on staff, merged the companies. It's been going on for a couple months. We weren't supposed to talk about it at all, but as of last week, we are now live with Bill's from Hudson all the way up to Lake Superior. So cool stuff for us, a lot more on our plate. It gets us back to some areas that we self-distributed at for years, but unfortunately we're kind of left in the dark in Burnett and a little better coverage up in the area of Superior. So there's a lot of intricacies with it. If people have questions, email or hit us up. But for the most part, it gets us a lot more territory, and it'll be really cool to see Bill's grow into that. As far as events, in the month of August, we have the Washington County Fair in Stillwater, Minnesota, and this is something we really got involved with for the first time last year. They'll have Hazy Valley and a Lemon Breaker all fair long, and then we're helping co-sponsor a Sunday Fun Day with Firewater Gospel Choir playing and a bags tournament. It's an awesome fair. It's a pretty large fair, and there's a lot of activities every day. So if you're in the area, I'd highly recommend checking it out. It's the first week in August in Stillwater, Minnesota. Another cool thing we have going on is a multi-bar takeover in Marshfield, Wisconsin. And this is going on pretty much the same time, the first week in August, and it's at T-Bones, Jack's, Bakerville, and Poor Choices, which is kind of an interesting thing. So apparently these four friends decided they wanted to get into the bar business. And instead of buying a bar together, they bought four bars, and each kind of, I don't understand if each runs their own, but each one owns all four, and I think each friend kind of has their own place to run.
That doesn't sound messy at all.
I don't know, but they're really, really cool. This is kind of our kickoff with them. We're doing a takeover for the month of August and doing a giveaway, but they're all based around Marshfield, and I haven't met them yet, so I'm a little kind of speaking for someone else here, but it sounds like they're some really great dudes, really good bar venues, and if you're in the area, kind of the place to go find craft beer.
That sounds like a really cool spot to check out.
Yeah. So hopefully that goes pretty well, but we're excited to be kicking that off here. And then August 19th, Brewsology is returning to the Minnesota Science Museum. This is something we did before. We didn't really talk about it in kind of our little time off here, but it's a group that rents out the entire science museum, brings a bunch of breweries in on all the levels, and it's a beer fest. Outside of that, you're just at the science museum drinking with fossils and the exhibits, and they're all open to check out.
No children at the science museum. That's the most important thing to remember there. Is you get all the exhibits and don't have to wait for anyone.
And there is alcohol.
That one too.
Yeah.
But mostly the no children thing.
Yeah, fair enough. Sorry, pausing and thinking. Yes. Anyway, but August 19th, we'll be part of that again. Brewsology, tickets are available now, so grab them while you can. Should be a good night.
What's your favorite science museum, like, exhibit? Everybody has one.
At Minnesota?
At Minnesota, yeah.
Mm. Mine was when they did, like, the human anatomy one.
Oh, that one's really good, yeah.
For the
really, like, sliced bodies.
Yeah, like the body works.
And that
one's,
yeah, that was still there.
I can't remember what it was called. Yeah,
or, like, well, they have the small exhibit one, yeah.
You know, the first thing that came to my mind was the erosion terrain model.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like, it's simple, it's small. Literally, every time someone asks about it, that's the first thing that flashes through my head. Yeah. James is shaking his head.
Like, nothing. Legitimately, I don't remember the last time I was at the science museum.
I go all the time. I have a problem.
Let's say dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs is good.
Are there still dinosaurs there?
Yes.
No. Okay, yeah. Dinosaurs.
Do those
dinosaurs
excite you?
They have they have a massive part of their floor now devoted to pseudoscience apparatuses.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I remember that.
And it's really cool.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Seeing the different, like, snake oil salesmen and all those different, like, pseudosciences. Yep. That I remember. That was really cool.
Wow. It's been a couple years since I've been there. I don't remember. That sounds really neat.
Yeah. It's a blast.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to check this one out.
Yeah. Especially when you're a little lit from
all
the beer tasting.
Yeah.
There you go. But as long as you don't fall.
James looks like I'm not working wrestling that day.
I know. I'm aware. Between you and Alexis, I'll cover. We'll be good.
All right, that's what we got for distribution news this month.
All right. Tales from the Tap Room. So, we have many beers on tap that just come, their names come from just random stories around the tap room. One day I went up to the brewers and I said, I want my beer and I want to name it. And I had a story behind it of why I wanted to name it what I did. So it's a Belgian strong ale, and I named it Anne Lastly. I went to the Vikings game with my family one day, and this was back when I was in grad school. I came home from the Vikings game at like 7:30 p.m., and I was like, shit, beer in hand. I got to do a peer review. So I sit down to do a peer review, and I submitted it, never looked back. 2 months later, Doc, our regular Jen, and Allison, who used to work with us, were sitting at the bar, and they were like, you got to go back and read that assignment. And I'm like, no, no, no. Like, just like when people don't want to hear their own voice. I do not want to go back and read what I wrote. And they're like, yeah, but you were super drunk. Like, let's go back and revisit it. So I pull it up. And first, I read my professor's comment. And it's just like, this should have more information, whatever. Like, long paragraph about how I did not provide much information. She ended it with, this section was good besides not writing after Anne Lastly. So I go back and read the assignment. And it just, each question's progressively worse. I get to the final one, and it's just like, just kind of like overall, like, information that I should provide, like, feedback for my peer. And I was like, oh, you should have hanging indents. You should overuse or avoid overusing the phrase high blood pressure. But I spelt phrase P-H-R-A-Y space S-E. And then I wrote, and lastly. And that was it. But not only was it just like people like,
always,
oh, did you just
wanting more?
Yeah, exactly. cliffhanger. Not only like people are like, oh, did you just fall asleep? Like, what happened? I was like, no. I had to save it, go log in, upload it, and then submit it. And then I kept the party going. So then when I was telling the brewers, I was like, I want to name the beer, but it needs to be strong so people are on the same level that I was at when I wrote that assignment.
So it's that 12.2% served in a 10-ounce tulip.
And lastly,
that makes so much sense.
I got a generous 6 out of 10 on that assignment.
Very nice. As for taproom news throughout the month, we have new merchandise on order, including some new apparel, some of our Minnesconsin and other Hop and Barrel themed T-shirts coming out. We're also offering the official Hop and Barrel sauce cup holder. This can be affixed to your AC vent in the car, the brim of your hat, or wherever you need an extra help dunking your nuggets. It's the perfect accessory when you're feeling saucy.
Good.
It's a limited supply. Get it while it lasts. You will not regret the sauce cup holder.
Check the promo video coming soon.
Oh, we have a lineup coming out.
You have it all scripted and
get
everything.
Hyped.
Get hyped.
I do love to dunk my nuggets.
Oh. How have you been doing so far? I mean,
do you spill your sauce everywhere?
Any
probably.
Accidents?
Yep.
Yep.
So can, many accidents.
We can help with that, okay?
Hop and Barrel sauce holder to
check
a brewery near
room.
You.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this.
It's a good one. Essential.
Nathan's the guest star of the video.
For your brewery needs. For the months, the monthly events, every Monday we host Red River Fencing, Mondays at 6:30. Casey, any updates on the goats?
No, we're actually in a goat shortage right now. Something about a supply chain issue. Okay. Or
makes sense.
I'm sorry to hear that, but it explains why we haven't seen you recently.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday we have trivia at 6. Thursday is game night at 6 o'clock. So the first and third Thursdays are pinball. Second Thursday, it's thirsty tourney night. Sometimes it'll be Jackbox games, cribbage, or chess. We'll announce that the week of the events. And then Dungeons and Dragons is always on the fourth Thursday of the month. And then every Friday from 6 to 8, we have live music. This month we'll be highlighting Tony Samus, Justin Bartz, Sarah V, and Zeb. For the special events throughout the month, Thursday the 3rd is National IPA Day. We'll be offering flights of IPAs, kind of with the same dessert pairing from St. Croix Baking Company that we did for Lemon Breaker. That was a lot of fun. We had a good time with that. And then we'll also be hosting Taqueria's Food Truck that evening. Saturday the 5th is Ratter Day. That is a combination of our open mic night and Murray movie night. So open mic night, you know, you can perform music, comedy, whatever your talent happens to be. That'll be at from 6 to 8. And then we'll be showing, I think it'll be What About Bob at 8 o'clock.
Hosted by the Rada Brothers.
Hosted by the incomparable. You didn't say incomparable. Rada
My
Brothers.
My bad.
If you guys had a talent to share, what would your talents be?
I don't have many talents.
You have plenty of talents.
Wow, I only lift heavy weights and put them down.
That's a great talent.
But I'm not going to stand on a stage and watch people or have people watch me lift.
Until Ratter Day.
I probably put some brewers on the stage and we can have a conversation and have it make sense. Keep them from killing each other.
That's a real
that
talent right
is
there.
A talent.
That's what I'm going to go with. You thought I was going to say guitar or something like that. No.
No, no.
Brewer that... communication.
Looks like all your guitar lessons are not going to good use then.
They are. They're going perfectly
so
fine.
So we're ready to see it at Ratter Day.
You hear it.
I mean, I had a few talents, but I spent them all. That's right. That's a Bible currency joke.
Wow.
I feel like we should just end it there. I have other things I could say.
We're done.
I'll be right with you, sir.
Also,
that is how you end a podcast.
Saturday the 19th, we will be hosting wrestling. Ironheart will be coming back. Going to be a lot of fun. And Saturday, August 26th, is Rock the Lot. We'll be featuring Olive Foods Catering Company and Firewater Gospel Choir.
Yes.
Olive will be serving us split-top brioche sandwiches, including pimento cheese, shrimp salad, and andouille sausage with delicious toppings. Firewater, they wanted me to emphasize they are not a gospel choir. Period.
I don't understand.
Yeah, but we will help elucidate that. They play instead alt country and southern rock mix with original music tied to covers. In addition, they're super cool dudes. They put on a great show, and they're always a lot of fun.
I think Whiskey Myers, Chris Stapleton, with some party music thrown in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some rap in there.
Yeah, you know they. I mean, obviously, I'm a huge fan, but this is. I was trying to. Think back to the first time, but this is their fifth summer Rock the Lot, so they're our big headliner for every summer that we've basically been open, and they do our anniversary, so they play twice a year at our place, and the shows just keep getting bigger.
Biggest night of the year for sure.
Yeah, they actually our last anniversary party in January was one of our biggest days ever.
It was
insane.
Yeah,
nice choice of words. Mm-hmm.
Love you.
Yeah. So if you catch nothing else this month, I highly recommend checking out Saturday the 26th. That is going to be a fun day.
Yep.
And the food sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. James, what are you going to do to that food?
I'm going to fuck it up.
Are you excited about that?
One could say that.
I'm excited about so many things coming up. Well, I think that's what we have tonight, folks. Cheers to all of our listeners, except you, Frank. I gotta drop this bit. It's not working. You can find our beer throughout the St. Croix Valley, and now about half of Wisconsin, from La Crosse to Eau Claire to Wausau, and everywhere north of these cities, all the way to the beautiful Lake Superior. We're also in Minnesota, just across the river, in Duluth and St. Cloud. If your local establishment doesn't have our beer on tap or on the shelf, please ask them. It does make a huge difference. Thanks for tuning in this month. If you have any questions, comments, or things for the good of the group, hit us up on Facebook at Hop and Barrel Brewing, Instagram at Hop and Barrel, TikTok Hop and Barrel, and Threads now at Hop and Barrel. You can also send a message to feedback@blindninjastudios.com, and with all these options, just tie a note to a bird and send it along the river, and it'll probably get to us at this point. We'll catch you next month. Thanks, all.